Corey Blaze here. Before we start the world's most entertaining show, let me tell you about the world's greatest electronic cigarette and e-liquid, Halo Cigs. They're not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. Halo Cigs understands what it's like to transition from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. That's why they've asked me to encourage you to make the switch. Or if you know someone who smokes, you know how harmful secondhand smoke can be. The electronic cigarettes at Halo Cigs is not only better for the everyday smoker, it's better for those around. The American-made e-liquids are odorless and tobacco-free, so give it a try. I did. I made the switch. Get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Are you?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, boys, welcome to another show.
Yes.
We are here.
We are.
Cool.
I do not like my camera shot today.
Oh, you can change that.
Yeah, there we go. Hey. All right. Hello, boys.
Hello.
How was everybody's week?
Great. I got a new sink today.
A new sink.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I was involved in a car accident.
You were?
Of course.
That's
of
bad.
Course,
let's Lip. Go to his story.
Yeah, Lip. Let's go right to a big, huge, juicy one.
Which will you hear later on in the show.
The front
teaser. Back to my sink.
Yeah, back to your sink.
So what color is your sink?
I used to be excited for clothes and toys and
back
cool
to my
stuff,
sink.
And I got a sink today, and I was very excited. I'm ready to go home and wash dishes.
Well, before you wash dishes, it's been a running joke on the show quite often that...
You're coming out the closet?
No, I'm not coming out the closet, R. Kelly. But it's something similar to that.
Stay tuned to next week's show.
Yeah. Boys, we're going to put wieners in our mouth at the opening of the show.
I knew there was something wrong when I applied for this job.
At least you're not a redhead from Colorado.
I like to call them dogs.
Well, you can call them dogs. You can call them wieners. But you know what?
We got the
King's wieners are in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And at the top of the show, we are going to be sampling the new Burger King hot dogs. And we have both of their flavors that they've released, which is the classic and the chili dog. Number one. I'm going to go ahead and say this now. We normally have interns that we send out to do these, and we don't have interns right now.
You
know what? I went and picked these up myself.
I think this one's going to require a napkin.
What are we doing first?
The chili.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Burger King, we mentioned it last week. Thank you, Lip, for the napkin. One napkin for this mouth.
We mentioned it
last week. Lip dropped the nugget that Burger King had released hot dogs. And, of course, you know, that just drove me to want to figure out if this was any good. So we have both hot dogs.
We do.
We do right now. So we're going to start with the chili.
Yeah. And I'm kind of awkwardly looking at mine because if it was scored on looks.
Presentation.
Yeah. Presentation looks.
Yeah.
I would give it the same number I would give you.
Number one?
Yeah. Look at it. It's a little crusty looking.
You got to think about it. How long have they been sitting?
I just got back 5 minutes before or 10, 12 minutes before the show. I can tell you this right now. I went and picked them up, and this Burger King wiener smell better be out of my car.
The smell smells all right, and a chili one, but it just looks, I mean.
It's not appealing to the eye, and they say in the culinary world that you eat with your eyes first. All right, boys, let's dive into the chili hot dog, grilled hot dog from Burger King at a Burger King available near you. And we paid full price for all this. Thank you very much, Burger King. I don't like the wiener. It's a very small, it's like a turkey dog.
It reminds me of like the 99 cent pack at your grocery store.
It also tastes like a turkey dog.
It doesn't taste like a regular hot dog.
It's more like usually when you buy a hot dog, it's like really soft, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This one's more tough, kind of like a beef jerky.
I do like that it does taste like it's been barbecued, though. Like a traditional, like, one of the little rotisserie thing. It actually tastes barbecued. It's got that black kind of charcoal crust to it.
It definitely has char marks on it.
Yeah.
All right, Lip, what's your overall response to the... We'll go around the console
as far
here.
As if I'll go purchase this on... I don't know what they cost. I'm guessing around
money?
$3 or something like that.
They are... price point?
Yeah.
$2.29 for the chili dog, $1.99 for the classic dog, which we're going to try next.
Okay.
And looking at the size of this, I think the price point's a little high.
It is. For being...
This should be like 99 cents.
I mean, these wieners came through a window. Pardon the pun. You know what I'm saying, ladies? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely... It reminds me of just barbecuing in the backyard, but not like in a good way.
Yeah.
Not like, ooh, home barbecued hot dog. It's kind of like... It's kind of like I could have threw this together better in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So what's overall, your overall? Overall, I give it a 3.
I give it a 3, yeah.
It's
on a scale 1 to 5?
1 to 10.
Oh, 1 to 10?
Yeah, 1 to 10.
You give it a 3?
Yeah. Right. It's not very pleasing. It has some flavor. The only flavor I really, really kind of enjoy is the charcoal flavor.
Yeah, and the buns kind of crusty. Well, it's not charcoal,
but the grilled flavor, you know? Mm-hmm.
Are your buns crusty?
No. They just didn't like you.
Orly, what's your final take on the chili?
I don't know. I don't like it. The chili taste, it tastes like it's been sitting there for a while. Maybe we got a bad batch, but the hot dog doesn't taste very fresh. I mean, I do like the barbecue taste to it.
Yeah.
But the bread's kind of hard. It's kind of like somebody made it that shouldn't be making hot dogs.
Right. Right. Well, my take on it... this is a dollar store hot dog. It's dollar store bread that is just absolutely crumbled. Whether it was sitting for a while or not, the bread is just disintegrating under the chili. All I taste in the chili is I don't taste any chili flavor. All I'm getting is salt. There's salt in the dog, there's salt in the chili, and it's just a bomb of salt in a bun.
So it's
now,
a salt bomb.
The char... As far as them marketing as a grilled dog, that it is.
Yeah.
But it's a grilled, what's that new cheap grocery store that just opened up? It's a grilled Food City dog.
Oh, okay.
It's a cheap dog that they clearly are making at least a 60% markup. I would not buy this again, and I would not suggest it. This was not a very good dog. At all. It's chili dog.
It's literally the like cheapest buns in the store and the cheapest hot dogs in the store.
It is. It's the cheap buns that are 99 cents for 1,200 of them. And the hot dogs are very cheap as well. And the thing is that when I went and picked them up, I asked the guy to make them fresh. So these were supposed to be fresh dogs. Yeah. So, yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 2.
Yeah.
This is definitely a 2. All right, let's move on. I'm not even going to finish mine.
I do like relish, though, so I'm excited about this next one.
All right. And,
just looking at it,
and all the toppings were on it.
Yeah, I see.
It has mustard in
onions,
it.
Onions, relish. You not like mustard? Are
no,
you allergic?
No, I like mustard. Corey, well, on the
Corey
other
does
hand.
It.
Well, boys, I won't be eating this. Way to go, Burger King!
What, the classic? Any classic
I don't give
dog.
A crap about classic. Everybody doesn't want this bullshit on their... Oh, sorry. Doesn't want this on their hot dog.
This one's eye-appealing to me. Except the bun looks a little wrinkled like my great-grandma's buns.
Well, man. You guys are going to have to carry this one because I'm not eating this because there's mustard, ketchup, and goop all over it. The onions would have been fine. The relish would have been fine. But I think that when it comes to ketchup and mustard, that comes in a package that should be on the side. I should be able to add that on the side. Thanks for making up my mind for me, Burger King.
It's got relish and pickles.
And it smells... Like a...
I'm going in.
Go in. I'll be sitting here. I won't be eating this because I don't like mustard. It's the one thing that I won't eat. So I'm out on this one. And I ain't happy about it.
I know. You look hungry.
I'm not hungry. I'm just... That's irritating. You know? I mean, they could at least said somewhere on the signs that mustard, ketchup, and relish, and pickles all... Or onions all come on it. And there's... None of that is listed anywhere.
I like this one.
This one's
I do.
Okay.
I like
it. It kind of tastes like a Circle K hot dog.
Hey, one of those Circle K hot dogs that are on the Circle K roller.
That's been sitting there for a week. But
this one's got a better flavor, though. I like the bun's kind of hard, but
it's the same bun.
Yeah, but but for some reason it tastes different. Even the hot dog tastes a little different. I think just the toppings changed it up a little bit, but it tastes like a... I wouldn't say a Major League Baseball hot dog. I would say a...
It's not a bar-S hot dog?
Yeah, I would say a Little League Baseball game.
An aftermarket Little League Baseball game?
But it's kind of good. It's kind of like if you threw together a hot dog pretty quick and you just got some mustard and ketchup out of your fridge and
right.
pickles and relish.
So it's a home dog.
I would give it 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10 yeah. from Orly. Lip, what's your rating on it, buddy?
I give it a 4.
Really?
Yeah. It's... the flavor is there, but it's just like... not the flavor I expected, you know?
Yeah.
By looking at it, you look at it and you're like, okay, I'm going to get this extinct flavor, but yeah. it's...
I think the word you're looking for is distinct.
Distinct.
Yeah, that's fine.
Whatever.
ESL.
But it's hot dog,
it also like... you ever, when you were a kid, like, they barbecue, and then you go swimming, and it was like, the food's done, and you go, wait, I want to finish swimming, you swim longer, and then you go get a hot dog that's kind of old. Yeah. Like, it's kind of, like, cold,
great picture.
But, like, cold, but still, like, the barbecue taste, that's how
right,
it tastes.
Right, well, my take on it is this. I can tell you this right now. I'm not happy about the fact that they put all the dressings and everything else on it. And, quite honestly, Orly, as is well documented on this show, I've had better wiener.
Fat Guy Radio Show. With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
You know, just a minute. I'm just curious. Anybody else at this table want to know who this woman is?
Vera.
All day y'all been skirting around the issue. I want to know who this woman is.
Mom.
Who are you?
Well, apparently, Pop Brown was my daddy.
What? You're the lie. Apparently nothing. You're a lie.
I know all about this.
Papa Brown been talking to you about her?
Yes. Her and her mother. You see, when Pop Brown was in Chicago, he was a pimp.
Huh?
And her mother was his bottom hoe.
Oh, oh no. You gonna sit there and talk about my daddy? Hell to the no. This is blasphemy.
Nah, that's my daddy was a saint.
Your daddy was a pimp.
He was not a pimp. My daddy used to date nice women. Remember Sweet Sadie?
Yes.
Yeah. Good girl.
She was one of his hoes.
What about the girl Agnes with the freckles? She was good girl Agnes.
Freckle face hoe.
What about Annette?
Latin hoe.
Uh-huh. What about Tommy Lee?
Back door hoe.
What about Shirley?
City hoe.
How dare
Miss Edna?
She's a double hoe.
Oh,
what about Ivan Mama?
LB.
Nasty hoe.
Live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. And now from the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
It's another Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads here in Studio G. Wondering why Hulk Hogan's sex tape wasn't as popular as Aaron Andrews. We are your worldwide funniest internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, bless you, Stitcher Radio, the in-car AHA radio app, and always on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And today's show is brought to you by Halo Sigs at FatGuyRadioShow.com/HaloSigs. The brainchild of BDB Radio Network, along with Halo 6, have come up with the giveaway of all giveaways. Never before done on the network. You know how much I love Halo 6 for offering the easiest transition to vaping I've ever experienced. I tell all of you listening that smoke or you know someone who smokes to make the switch to Halo 6. But now, a huge incentive for shopping Halo 6 through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. For the remainder of the month, Orly, this is huge.
I'm ready.
For the remainder of the month, if you purchase a new starter kit, if you purchase a refill e-liquid, if you purchase a replacement part, if you purchase a hat or a shirt or anything for the remainder of the month of March. You buy anything through our Halo Sigs link, send us your screenshot of your receipt through our contact button on our website, or you can DM us on Facebook, or you can DM us on Twitter at Fat Guy Radio Show. I say DM and direct message or private message because some of those receipts will have your mailing address on it and you don't want that being public. But if you send us proof,
what's going to happen?
I, Corey Blaze, will personally call you to thank you for shopping Halo 6 and supporting Halo 6. Now, only good for the purchases made after March 10th, which is today. So, I don't want you sending me your receipts from, you know, February and January just to have a phone conversation with me. But anything after March 10th. So get to fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Make your purchase. And me, the fat guy himself, will call you on your personal phone to thank you.
That's huge because you don't even call us.
I don't.
About that phone is huge, right?
I know.
That imaging is
that like, phone makes you look skinny.
And it's and it's from 1974.
Big old antenna.
Yeah. So Halo 6 at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6 is where you want to go. And I will personally call you to thank you for shopping through fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Halo 6 has been our partner for a very long time. And this is just another way that we are going to engage everyone. So even if you tell a friend about it and you grab their receipt, a picture of it with your phone and email it to us or direct message it to us or private message it to us on Facebook, wherever, I will personally call you to thank you. And I'm sorry, lip and orally, everyone that's part of B2B Radio Network is not included.
It's all right.
I was going to go buy something just to get a phone call from you.
So
I'm going to get a hat, though.
This is big because this has never been done before on the show. And we may or may not have pillaged this idea from the Michael Mara show, but that's okay. Because Michael Mara is known to say, if you've stolen from him, you've stolen twice.
Exactly.
So it's a good time. So we're looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to calling you. And I might spend 5 minutes on the phone with you. I might just, you know, I might spend 12 minutes on the phone with you. And yes,
you could hang up on him.
Yeah, you can. You can totally hang up on me. We're not on the air. It's my personal time to call you to thank you.
Are you going to record these calls? I'm kind of interested in hearing some of them.
Nah. I don't want to put people on the spot. No, because then we'll play it on the air. No, it's going to be, you know, we're friends. We family.
They can talk about whatever they want.
They can talk about whatever they want. If I have the time to sit there and talk to them, I might be calling them from the car.
You got to do like a certain time, you know?
Might be calling from the
toilet.
No,
it's not going to be a certain time. I'm just going to pick the phone and call them. Say, hey, how you doing?
Corey Blaze.
I'm Corey Blaze.
Live from the toilet.
I might call somebody from the toilet. If you want me to call you from the toilet, please specify in your message, Corey, call me from the toilet.
If you hear a splash, that's not him jumping in the pool.
No, it's not. Well, boys, I'm not happy that the Burger King Wiener Challenge didn't go over too well, but
challenge.
Or whatever, the Wiener Grilled Hot Dogs.
The classic was great. I'll throw that out there.
Well, there we go. We got a shining thumbs up for the classic.
Which you so didn't get
better
to try.
Than the
thumbs down.
The other one.
Yeah.
Thumbs down all around from me. Well, boys, we got another fun packed show. We got a lot to get to on today's show. And we love it when our listeners interact with us on Twitter. And Orly does a great job on driving interest into the interest into our social media sites. Yeah. I mean, we have our Facebook page. We have our Twitter, of course. And then Instagram is
everywhere.
We're everywhere. You
can't email.
We're even on Tumblr. We don't even know what the Tumblr access code is, do we? But there's a Tumblr page.
And if you're
out
old school, you can even send snail mail.
And there's a possibility, Orly, that we might even be on MySpace.
We might.
We might be on MySpace. I don't know. We're out there. You know, we're on MySpace probably, and we're a MySpace hottie.
So Addison,
I don't know.
We may put you in your top five.
Yeah. We might put you. I don't know. Dude, it did used to work back in the day.
Oh, yeah. And I used to be disappointed. I go to my friend's page sometimes. And I'm like, I'm not really mad. I'm just wondering why I'm not in your top
five. Yeah, why
top
am I not in your top five?
Or top five, whatever it was.
You know, don't they know who we used to be?
I know.
I mean, now we're doing a worldwide radio show from the corner of someone else's business.
Exactly.
That's the great way to
so
go.
So if you're not in my top five anymore, don't be upset.
Yeah, don't be mad.
If you slid down the rankings in my top MySpace friends, don't be upset. Just remember where you had me.
Don't be mad. But one thing that we love is when our listeners interact with us, because we want this to be an interactive show, and we are really pushing to become a more interactive show. And one of the things that was really interactive is the fact that someone mentioned something on our Twitter. You can follow us at Fat Guy Radio Show. And it was very interesting to me because Orly has come in and our names are very close. I'm Corey.
He's Orly.
And you're Orly. And you are?
Philippius.
There's too many syllables in that.
Philippius, Lip. And I think that's about it.
Sexy face after eight. What does your girlfriend call you? What nickname does your girlfriend call you?
She doesn't Snookums. Call me a
Snookums. Her little jalapeno.
Her little cardinal, because she's always wearing Cardinals gear.
She says, Bobby.
Bobby. Can that be any more stereotypical at this point? Does your wife call you Poppy?
No.
She doesn't go, oh yeah, Poppy.
She calls me, hey. Hey.
Hey.
Get out of here.
Hey, you.
Leave me alone.
Hey. Put that away.
You again?
Stop touching me there.
I always thought you again was my nickname. But
Orly, you again. Well, a listener was very, very creative.
Oh.
Very creative. And I love this. And I'm going to run with it. And Orly, I can't remember who it was. Maybe you can find out who it was. Does it count if I buy something right now? Yes, Lady K, it does count if you buy something right now. Lady K off the Twitter. Does it count if you go and buy? Well, don't interrupt the live show. But
she wants her call now.
She wants her call right now. No, I'm not going to stop the show and call you right now, Lady K. But yes, it does
count.
We're
talking to you right now.
We are talking to you right now.
We just can't hear you, that's all.
You got to speak loud. So in celebrity couples, and Orly, I don't know if you're comfortable with me saying that we are a celebrity couple, but we are Phoenix Radio. We're a Phoenix Radio couple. You know, we got John Jay and Rich. You know, they're Adam Carolla and Dino, all those guys. And in celebrity worlds, they're always taking celebrity couples and mashing their names together. Mm. You got Kim and Kanye, and they come out with Kim-ye. Of course, the most famous one is Bennifer. Ben Affleck and what's that girl's name? Jennifer Lopez. And then Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie as Brangelina.
I think they're more popular than Ben and Jennifer.
You think Brangelina's popular, more popular than Bennifer?
I guess they're more popular, but I don't know if they're more popular than Bennifer.
Which one came first, Brangelina or Bennifer? Bless you, Lip.
Brangelina, I think.
Brangelina?
Hot dogs.
Is it Brangelina or Bradgelina? Or how?
I thought it was Brangelina. One of those, Brad Pitt and Angelina. And then, of course, Tomcat. Maybe they were first.
I forgot about Tomcat.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
They've been together for a long time.
Yeah. And then, of course, go ahead, Orly.
Billary!
Hillary Clinton and old Slick Willie Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
So
he was once Bonica also, right?
for about 4 or 5 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, and then he went from being Bonica to being Bildress, because it was Bill and the dress. You know,
yeah.
I did not have sex or relationship. I better not do those jokes right now because we're trying to get
Bagar, because then you have a cigar. Something.
Yeah,
something
he did at one point. And he did at one point. And we're trying to get Hillary Clinton. So maybe the Clinton shtick probably wouldn't be the thing that we need to do right now. But I am here to announce to you, as we are in this vein of new announcements, ladies and gentlemen, there is a new celebrity couple. And I'm not going to take credit for this. Orly, are you going to take credit for it?
No,
because it wasn't our brainchild, Lip. We're going to get a timpani here, ladies and gentlemen. Sure. Please welcome the newest celebrity couple to hit the airwaves and the internets. It is Corey and Orly.
I like it.
We are now Corley.
I think we need a shirt, like hashtag Corley.
Well, yeah, we need a shirt, hashtag Corley.
And if you want to add me in, it'd be Corlip.
Corlip. We need a t-shirt that says hashtag Corley, and then half of your face, and then half of my face.
That would be cool.
Now, they're going to have to shrink my face down because I got a big face.
Or expand or blow or whatever.
Or expand Orly's face because he's got a little face.
Yeah.
And then on the shirt, if we do a half one,
yeah.
on my side, it's going to be medium, and on your side, it's going to be your size. So yeah. I'm going to be walking around with like a weird shaped shirt.
Yeah, so fat people will look like they have like on a halter top, but the wrong direction.
One boob hanging out.
And then skinny people will walk around looking like they're homeless because yeah. on one side of That's genius. I'm going to give you a bell for that one. Yes, it's going to be a half medium, half extremely large t-shirt that says, Corley.
No, it's gonna be half medium, half blanket.
we got to find out who sent that in because that's hilarious. Is it? I think it's on the Fat Guy Radio.
L.A. Bubble Machine.
L.A. Bubble Machine. That was hilarious. So now we're gonna have to get Doug Engel, our announcer, to come up with some new intros that work in the word Corley.
Corley. I like it.
Yeah.
I like
you
it a lot.
Forget about Bennifer and Billery. It's now. Corley.
Corley. I'm picturing a big old billboard right now on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
Corley.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag.
A great Corley. Big hashtag Corley.
Exactly.
Corey yeah. and Orley. And we could not be any more different of people.
Exactly.
Because you are awkwardly normal.
I am.
You are insanely normal. And I am high strung and fat.
And I'm very handsome. I don't know what the opposite of that is, but.
Ugly.
Oh, sorry.
Aww.
That one feeling I came in with today, Lip, that one feeling,
it's gone.
Gone.
It's hurt. It's just hurt.
It my just one, fell on the ground with that tear.
Yeah, here's
that
my one.
Bubble
my,
just like floating around, and Corley's like, Corley. Corley's all like, book.
Yeah. Yeah. There's my one feeling. Yeah, I think we do need a billboard on the side of the freeway. That way, when people are driving around the freeway in Phoenix, they can avoid what I think is the worst sign ever. Orley, I got to ask you this. You've been in Phoenix for what, 5 years?
5 years.
5 years and a cup of coffee.
Yep.
Okay. Would you consider Phoenix, Arizona, maybe I'll lump Tempe in it.
Okay.
Fair to do Tempe. Phoenix, Arizona, Tempe, Glendale, where we are now, Peoria, surrounding city, Scottsdale, and so forth. Would you consider this a spring break hotspot?
No.
The metropolitan area of Phoenix.
No. I would say maybe like Lake Havasu.
Yeah, that's northern Phoenix yeah. or northern Arizona. But just the Phoenix area.
No.
No, it's not a hot spot. Lip, would you consider it? I know you've been removed from, you know, college for 500 years.
Yeah.
Would you consider years. This place a place where when students in Nebraska and students in Idaho are planning their spring break, they think about Phoenix, Arizona. Do you think that comes to the mind of college students these days?
No, especially not this year because it's like the weather is...
It's crap.
Insane right now.
We are on... I have been on the record, Orly, that this state sucks. I don't know why you left the beautiful world of California to come to Arizona, which is the a-hole of the country.
I love Arizona.
I'm glad you do because you've only been here 5 years. I've got 30 years to life in this stupid state. And it has nothing to offer.
3,900 to be exact.
3,900 to be exact. Thank you, Lip. So I found it interesting, Orly, as I was driving on our freeways. We have these
did
little...
Did a bug hit your windshield?
No, a bug did not hit my windshield, but the crack that I got on my windshield the day after I got my windshield replaced, it was so hot today, that has now gone from being a little buckshot to going all the way across the whole passenger side.
So now you got
to
pull insurance again.
So now I can and switch insurance and have that happen, and then I'm planning on switching insurance companies anyway because the little gecko keeps, they keep rising the prices.
I thought it was like the end thing to do to have a cracked windshield when I first moved there because everybody has cracked windshields.
Well, that's because here in Arizona, the people that work on the freeways, when the worker trucks are out there, what they're doing is that they're not doing anything to actually benefit the freeway. What they're doing is they're dropping pebbles everywhere because that's what they want you to do because we are the cracked windshield mecca of the world. Right.
So and busted tires everywhere.
And of course. Yeah, you're going to get a blowout. So that's another supporting factor as to why this is not the spring break
capital.
And this is why after this break, I will tell you why I was so surprised to see what I saw driving on the freeways here in Phoenix, Arizona, ooh, and the surrounding areas. And I'll share it all with you on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
You sit there in your heartache.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. What happens when I say tax audit? No! It's tax season right now, folks. And if you haven't already started your taxes like I haven't, every day I just look at
last
the stacks.
Minute, man.
Isn't
last
the date
man.
Coming up?
Well, we got deadline? A little over a month. A little over a month. Tax day is the day before my birthday. In April. But if you are still gathering receipts and everything, Amazon Tax Central presented by TurboTax is an easy way to get the latest software to file your taxes. There's nothing worse than messing up on your taxes because remember, he's your uncle, not your dad. It's Uncle Sam, not Father Dad. So he's not willing to give you any money. You got to go out there and find it.
Oh, Father Dad.
Father Sam, I'm sorry.
Oh.
You got to go out there and find the money. And to do that, you got to have acceptable Amazon tax software. That's how I'm filing my taxes this year, is I'm going and downloading the latest TurboTax software through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And also remember, Amazon is the best place to do all your online shopping. They are the number one way we power this show. The lights, the microphones, everything you see, they even pay for them horrible hot dogs that we tried at the top of the show. All through Amazon, and your support is greatly appreciated. So please bookmark fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or go to our website and click any of the special rotating banners anywhere on our site. All of that helps us. It's no secret. Anything you buy, we don't see who bought what. We don't know where it was shipped. All we see is what was bought, how much it cost, and what few pennies on the end of what it costs Amazon is willing to share with us. But if enough of you shop through Amazon, those pennies do add up and they keep us running and they keep us coming live to you and bringing you new content. So fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, and we thank you.
Yes.
So before the break, I was talking about this is not the spring break mecca of the world. So I was surprised, Orly, when I was driving through the city of Phoenix and I found one of those freeway signs above the freeway.
Normally, they usually say silver alert.
They do say silver alert because a lot of old people get lost here in Arizona for some reason.
Every time I leave the studio, every week there's a silver alert
because Sun City is 15, 20 minutes from where we are right now.
Yes.
And those old people need to stop getting behind the wheel, but I digress on that because other than the silver alert or other than I love when these signs give me the estimated time to get to where I'm going.
Yes.
When they say like, hey, 15 minutes, estimated 15 minutes to get to the I-10, I-17 juncture.
That was wrong.
I've always found it right. Always found it right. But it was interesting when I found this sign on those little LED displays above the freeway. I took this picture for those of you that are watching on Ustream and on the live feed. Spring breakers. Does mom approve of your driving? Lip, you've seen these signs.
Probably like a dozen times.
They are everywhere. Have you seen any of these,
Orly? I haven't seen it yet.
Do you look up when you're driving on the freeway?
Yeah, usually. Actually, I haven't been anywhere in the last week. So.
Okay, well, I understand because you were having sinks installed.
Yeah.
These signs are all over the freeway.
I'm going to have to look on the way
Phoenix
home.
Phoenix is not a spring break.
No.
If anything, these signs will benefit the people that are driving through Phoenix to get to the real spring break location, which is Rocky Point, Mexico, or Tijuana, or San Diego.
Or maybe it's the students that aren't going anywhere.
Here's the thing. I find them, Lip, and I don't know if this is true for you. I find these signs on the freeways that are going in directions of people coming in to Phoenix.
Well, I've seen them both.
You've seen them coming in and going out?
Yes.
Okay, because I've seen them on the I-17 coming into Phoenix, which is south on the I-17. Because the I-17, for those of you that are listening in other states and other locations, the I-17 is the main throughway from northern Arizona right through into Tucson, connects to the 10, takes you right to Tucson, or connects to the 10 west and takes you into California.
Yes.
Maybe it's the people coming from the little boring towns like Avondale. They're like, yeah, going to Phoenix for spring break.
Who would go to Phoenix for spring break?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Go to Waterworld?
Yeah.
That didn't even exist no more.
What is it now? It's something else.
Well, maybe it's spring training. All the people in town for spring training.
Okay, spring training is one thing, but spring training is not drawing the spring breaker crowd. The young, ta-ta flashing, muscle-having, hairless-bodied college. What? I'm sorry. What happened? I lost track
of
time.
But this is on kind of the same subject.
Okay.
I had a buddy from California ask me some questions about Scottsdale one time, and I was like, "Oh, you're coming up to Scottsdale?" He's like, "Yeah, we're gonna go do a bachelor party there." And I'm thinking, "Why not Vegas? It's closer to California."
Right.
And he was like, "No." He was like, "Dude, Scottsdale's big for bachelor parties." And I'm like, "Are you serious?" And then I asked a few other people, and I guess it is. It's a big deal. And I'm thinking, like, I guess because they do the big pool parties.
Okay.
I guess it's bigger than I thought. I didn't realize it's pretty big.
A little bit. But let me educate your little friend from California.
Go ahead.
Take your ass to Las Vegas.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't come to Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm going to tell you this right now. If you were used to people walking around with sticks up their ass, and you're used to people flaunting their money, then you'll make it in Scottsdale. Scottsdale probably has maybe a 5-mile stretch of area that is made for the general public. Everything else are cartoon-sized homes for our celebrities and places that you can't get into unless you're in the in crowd. I know this because I am.
Oh.
Go to Vegas. There is much more to do. You will come to Phoenix or you will come to Scottsdale. You will be excited for the first day. And then the next day when you wake up from your hangover, you will look up and say, what else can we do? And you'll check your list and you will do everything in 24 hours.
Exactly.
There is nothing big to do in Scottsdale. Stay out of Scottsdale. Don't think that Tempe is going to offer you anything because Scottsdale may have 5 miles. Tempe has got 4 blocks in its Mill Avenue.
Yeah, exactly.
And an empty lake.
No,
and
I was in shock. Empty lake. I was in shock and I was like, are you serious? And then, like I said, somebody else was like, yeah, dude, Scottsdale's. And I'm thinking,
it's not.
Yeah,
it's
I was
not.
Like, maybe because I'm here, it doesn't seem cool, but
it's
I'm
not.
Like, yeah.
There's nothing to do here.
Exactly. I don't know why.
Yeah, there is actually.
What is there to do?
You could come here and roast and get sunburned.
Yeah, you're going to get sunburned.
You could be a grilled person.
Yeah, you can be a grill. Yeah.
All you have to do is sit on the pavement.
That's the only thing. Maybe because the weather's nice a lot of times, so maybe if they're like during the wintertime, yeah, we're going to go to school.
What,
but
what,
at Vegas
what
is the same thing.
About?
Hold
there
on.
Ain't no nice over here.
I got a sound effect to do this. Because, you know, there's not too many times that Orly
still
does this, but here we go.
Used to this.
I got it right here, Lip. What weather?
like, let's say it's like cold in California one day, and like they're like, oh, that weekend in Arizona, it's gonna be pretty hot. So maybe they come out here to pool parties, which you can do a pool party in the wintertime in California. So that's what I was kind of saying. You guys are looking at me kind of scary.
What weather?
The heat. The sun.
The skin burning, penis shriveling, boob scorching heat that Arizona has to offer.
You don't like to scorch your boobs?
No, I don't like to scorch my boobs. They're dark enough. Your boobs get so dark here in Arizona, your credit report changes. That's how bad it is. That was a black joke. Is not any. Orly, you were still California-eyed.
I guess so.
I would go to California. If I could drive to California use the bathroom, I would.
Because he's always inside. That's why.
Orly, I don't know how. You know what? You can have that opinion. Don't share that with the rest of your friends from California because this place sucks.
No, I believe you guys because you guys like on cue, like both looked
us
at me
you
and were like.
I never thought he'd ever bring the show to a stop, but he just did.
Yeah. First time ever.
First time ever. People in California, you Orlyites, you people that love our boy Orly, stay your ass in California. There is nothing for you here in Phoenix.
Unless,
Phoenix,
of course, you're coming up here to support our show.
Yeah, unless you want to come here and sit in the studio with us, all 120 square feet
it's
of this corner.
Hot.
It's going to be hot. It's hot in here. We have an air conditioning unit that supports the air conditioning unit in this building because it's so hot in this room.
Well, maybe it's because I'm still new here. I like it here.
No, you're not new. You've been here 5 years, dude.
You're broken in by now.
All right.
What Sorry. Weather?
I think we got the title.
Yeah. way to go, Orly. What weather? This place, Arizona is the taint of the country. Yes. It really is.
Big soup bowl.
When it comes to the weather, we have perfect weather, Orly. I'll give you this. We have perfect weather probably maybe
3 weeks.
3 weeks out of the year. Man. Other than that,
and
it's
that's not like all in a row. That's like days.
Sporadic.
I like the heat. Maybe that's why I like,
but dude, California, the air is better. Other than LA, the air is better. If you are on coastal cities, the air is better. I vacation in San Diego all the time.
Yeah, it's fun to vacation, but to live there, you'll be broke.
Of course, but that's okay. Dude, I would literally, if this all failed, if BDB Radio Network decided to fire us and this all crumbled.
Which they might.
You know, me skipping 2 weeks, it might just happen. You know, our contracts are up for renewal. if it crumbles, the infrastructure of this network crumbles, I would sell my house and I would be totally okay with being a beach bum in San Diego. Dude, in San Diego, California, even the freaking homeless people are pretty. Yeah. Y'all got pretty homeless people in California. Stay your ass out of Phoenix.
I love Arizona. I tell people all the time, they're like, would you move back? And I'm like, no, I'm not going back to California, never.
What? I'll go take your place. You stay your ass here, and you boil your kids' sandwiches on the sidewalk. I will be picking sand out the crack of my ass.
See, well, that's the difference. Bread. That's the difference. Where I grew up, there's cows, there's cornfields and grapes.
Oh, that's
beautiful. It's not beach.
Hey, you can't grow grapes in a non-cool or humid environment. You can't do that. So what you just told me is basically there is cool weather and open areas.
2 hours from the beach.
We are 2 hours from. I will get up and I will punch you in your little skinny little cute face. 2 hours from the. Two hours from the beach, walk, right? And you left that to come here? Well, we're glad you did.
Just like you said, you get tired of being here. I guess going to the beach when I was young every weekend, it just gets old. Like, I don't miss it. I go back every, two, 3 years, go to the beach, and then I'm done. I'm like, all right, I'm better, ready to go back to Arizona.
I have to find a sound bed to do this right now, Liv. Give me a minute, yes. Because I think we just entered into something. Let's see. Give me a minute here. All right, let's mute it first because, you know, sometimes it plays likes to play a commercial and it's not. Okay, we just entered into the Twilight Zone. I have never heard someone say, I get bored with going to the beach.
I'm telling you.
You don't understand. My stepsister was here visiting this past weekend and I got a chance to see her. And she was telling me stories about how she got snowed in Idaho. I would love that.
Oh, see, no way. People, our friends moved to Colorado, and I'm like, no way. I don't want to be digging myself out of snow. I'd rather go outside and sweat.
I want to try it. I would love to be snowed in. I tell Lady K all the time on the Twitter, you switch places with me, and then I will go where you are, and you can come where I am. Because there ain't no way in hell that I want to deal with another heat.
See, I'm just not feeling it. We're going to California next month for like a week or two. And like, I was like, we might go to the beach maybe. Like, it's not even something I'm looking forward to, the beach part.
Off the Twitter, PJ Amaro, I think is how you say his name, Amaro. He says, don't forget that Central California humidity.
Yeah, see, it's hot over there too.
I would take you Central California humidity over the ball scorching, tit burning heat that we have here in Arizona.
Well, imagine the
PJ,
heat here.
PJ, I'd take that in a minute.
Imagine the heat here with cow poop smell.
I'm okay with cow poop smell. It just reminds me that means all the burgers are fresh.
Oh, yeah. Fresh patties.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go let you visit where I grew up. I'm not knocking it, but I'm saying it's not the best part of California. Not everything's celebrities and beaches and bikinis.
I can't tell you how foreign this sounds to me. It's blood boiling foreign to me.
Is that why you're wearing red shirt?
Yes. And that because we were going to have hot dogs and I wanted to look like a picnic table today.
Wow. You should have put little ants on your shirt too.
Okay. This is not the place
to vacation.
It's not a place to vacation. It's not a place to spring break. Nothing.
See, all my friends that were supposed to come visit now, you probably just scared away.
Yeah, don't come here. Well, if they're going to come see you, they'll come see you because, you know, you got a cool little setup and you'll represent the place great. But this is not the place to come and say, hey, you know, we're going to have a great time in Arizona. There's nothing to do here, dude. Our theme park that we have locally, which is Castles and Coasters.
Is that the only one we have?
That's the only one we got.
That's small.
It's small and you're going to get shot.
Yeah.
It is in the worst drug gang area possible. Come to Phoenix for that.
Metropolitan area.
And it's right on Metro Center, but close enough.
You're making me think I don't want to live here now.
I don't want to live here now. If Lip would be willing to move and BDB Radio Network would sign off on it, we go back to the city you came from and do this damn show. I'd be all on that. Screw Arizona. This place sucks.
I'm going to take you guys. You guys are going to go out there with me one day.
And we will tape a live show.
And I want to see if you guys like it as much.
Dude, I like Bakersfield, California, and there ain't crap in Bakersfield, California.
See, I was like an hour and a half away from Bakersfield. It's the same thing. It's nothing. Fields, freeway,
fresh,
cows.
Fresh, Fresh hamburgers.
And not fresh air. The air's bad there. Just smog, there's fog. Who wants to wake up in the morning, look out your window, and be able to see only 5 feet in front of you?
Me! I do! I want to wake up and not be able to see 5 feet in front of me, because right now what I do is I wake up and I got sweat buckets and sweat, you know how people normally, I can't even think right now. You know when people wake up, they got crust in their eyes because they slept too hard? Here in Phoenix, you wake up and you're immediately thinking that you're underwater because so much sweat has gathered into the recession of your eye sockets in your skull.
I don't have that problem.
Recession of your eye sockets.
I don't have that.
That was worse. Oh, yeah, because your eye sockets are very recessed. Stay out of Phoenix. And PJ, you're out there in Parker, Arizona. I don't even know where that is. It's probably better than Phoenix.
Miss Parker. Well, I'm Team Arizona no matter what.
All right, you be Team Arizona. This state is nice once or twice a year, but other than that, it's fine. That was all built off of that stupid sign, which I think is the worst thing that Phoenix could put up, because we are not a spring break mecca whatsoever.
No.
Just to transition here, that the O.J. Simpson, show. Uh-oh. Well, that kind of fits, because he was in Naked Gun. Naked, he was in that, so I hit that button by mistake, but it works. O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Orenthal James Simpson.
That's his name?
That's his full name.
His name.
Also known as the Juice.
Juice.
Well, is anybody watching that A&E or whatever channel?
FX. I am.
FX, the People versus O.J.?
I'm like an episode or two behind, but
okay.
The Juice.
I have not spent any time watching it whatsoever, but PJ, as mentioned before on the show, wanted us to discuss O.J. Simpson.
It's. I mean, if you watch the... It's almost everything that you saw on TV you already knew. I mean, there's a little, I guess, extra things you see, but...
Yeah, they probably play it up a little bit for... That's what I've heard a lot of people talking about it, that it's played up a little bit. There are things that really didn't happen. But the one thing that really turned me off on even making a slight interest in it is the throwback to the Kardashians.
Yeah, they do use them a lot. And it's kind of like, I don't know why. I mean, I know they were kind of involved, their families, but it's like... Stuff that doesn't even need to be on the movie. I think they're doing that to spread it to a different crowd. Like, hey, the Kardashians are on it, you know?
Okay, who is it from Friends that's in there? Ross or Chandler? I keep hearing everybody talking about Ross.
Ross plays Rob Kardashian, the dad.
The real Kardashian. Yeah.
He's actually good, but they have him use Juice a lot. Like, he'll be like, there's no way the Juice did that.
Juice. Uncle Juice. I haven't given it any thought because I've heard nothing but negative reviews about it, based off the fact that they're just trying to attract a Kardashian society. Or Kardashians. And I have said this on the show before, that Robert Kardashian, I think, would, if he was still alive, we would not have the Kris Jenner and the Kardashians. We would not have a Caitlyn Jenner. None of this would even exist at this point if Robert Kardashian was still alive. I really think that he was the glue that held that family together, because Robert Kardashian, his star didn't rise until that O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah.
But on the vein of O.J. Simpson, I think that the whole scenario with O.J. Simpson, and PJ, I hope this answers your question, it has gone into the realm of the little girl that was murdered or abducted or whatever. What was her name? That big story about that little girl.
The little.
I can't remember her name.
The pageant girl?
Yeah, the little pageant.
JonBenet Ramsey.
JonBenet Ramsey. The O.J. Simpson situation is more like the JonBenet Ramsey as days go on. It is a story that is going on and on and on and on and on, and it needs to just be over. Here's the thing. Believe it or not, I'm one of those people that trust in our judicial system. If you go through a court of law and you are found guilty or not guilty, then let that plea or let that decision by a group of jurors, let that decision ride. So OJ went through the whole process. He was found not guilty. Do I personally think he was guilty or not guilty? That doesn't even matter. The U.S. judicial system found him not guilty.
And there's nothing to do different.
There is not a damn thing I can do about it, whether he killed Nicole Simpson or whether he didn't kill Nicole Simpson. I don't have an opinion about it because it's over. He's in jail for pretty much the rest of his life because he stole pictures of himself.
Which I think, I feel they like went after him more for that, just because it's almost like some people say they got it wrong the first time, so they kind of went after more for that. I mean, because don't get me wrong, they said he kidnapped and did like armed robbery or something, but they gave him like way more time.
Yeah, they gave him like 80 years for something that he probably should have got 5 minutes for.
Exactly.
You know, I don't have an opinion on OJ.
Free OJ.
It's over. If we were still in the middle of his trial right now and there was still evidence being presented, I would probably, I know that the trial captivated the entire country, better yet, the entire world.
Trial of the century.
I remember that as the jurors voted and they read off the charges, I remember somebody holding up a sign in the window of the court building in California. I remember that everybody wanted a white Bronco. You know, but at this point, I don't care. And now the fact that they've got this People versus OJ, or whatever the hell it's called, Making of an OJ Murderer. I don't know. Whatever the hell it's called. They've got this new show on. I can give a rat's ass about it because they're tying it to the Kardashians.
Yeah, so, it's actually kind of good, but I think they don't need 8 episodes. It could have been a movie, a regular movie, like
JonBenet Ramsey got our movie, and we got the movie, and the parents still pop up every once in a while.
Katy Perry, you know that, right?
Yeah, Katy Perry is really JonBenet Ramsey. You can read that on After the Levels, After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. But that's fine. I don't have a point on O.J. Simpson. I really don't care. This is how I'll sum it up. We keep reliving history for the sake of avoiding creativity. And that's what this whole show says to me. We have this story that we just won't let die, so we're going to keep producing TV shows about it, and I can care less. It's a sad story. Come up with something new.
If it can make money, they're going to make
it. I mean, hell, we got the O.J. Simpson trial playing again on TV, and then we got Fuller House playing again, and you got Stephanie Tanner's boobs all over the place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Philippia just loves watching that. He just sits there and his head's just bouncing up and down because you got Stephanie Tanner's got boobs. All right, we'll take a quick break right here, folks. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, folks. There's a really easy way to enjoy and listen to this show. When you're not listening or watching it live and live tweeting the hell out of us right now, like PJ Amaro is right now, whose kid was going to be OJ. I don't know what that tweet means. If you're not listening to the show live, because a large bulk of our listeners don't get the show live on Thursdays at 7:30, if you do listen to the audio replay, Stitcher Radio is a partner of the show, and they love it when you download our show through Stitcher Radio. I correct myself. It is not download. It's a streaming service. The app is free. The app is available in Droid. It's available in the iTunes store. It's available on any app-enabled phone or tablet. You can even listen to the show live on your computer if you're sitting at work and sometimes you have some of those other radio stations playing in your background on another tab on your internet browser. Open up Stitcher Radio at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and boom, bam, you're listening to the show and you're streaming it, and there's nothing to download. It's a direct stream. Or if you're traveling from Arizona to go to a better place like California, you can listen to the show while on the road. I do that all the time. I listen to a lot of shows through my Stitcher Radio app, and it works through your Bluetooth-enabled phone that's connected to your car. All of that great and ease of not having to download anything, not having to take up space on your phone. Like if you bought the iPhone 6 and you only got the 16 gig, or like Lip, you upgraded to the iPhone 6S because his girlfriend's got great credit and you got the 64 gig, whatever it is. I'm sure Stitcher Radio's
going to... I sure in the heck don't got no credit.
Stitcher Radio's going to love this spot. Stitcher Radio is an easy way to radio. And when you register the app, please put in promo code Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us box. And you have to kind of scroll and poke around the app to find that How You Heard
like
About
Us. It's like that secret menu.
And it'll even work when you're headed to Phoenix for a spring break.
Yeah, when you're driving through Phoenix to go to the real place for spring break. We, before mentioned the Kardashians. So, PJ, I hope that answers your question about O.J. Simpson. I don't have an opinion. I really don't. It needs to go away. He's in jail.
Free juice.
Leave him in there. Whatever. Let him free. I don't care. He doesn't affect my life. He doesn't affect anybody's life. Just like what the Kardashians need to realize is that they don't affect anybody's life. And of course, everybody has seen it. Everybody knows about it. Kim Kardashian released another nude pic with two black bars on it.
Wow.
Okay.
Two black bars. Kanye.
Have you seen this picture?
Yeah.
Lip, I know you've seen it.
I've seen it all over the place.
Okay. What's the point?
I don't
Attention.
Know.
Attention.
Is it because no one has said Kim Kardashian in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, she... Kanye is getting a lot of attention, so she needed some back.
Okay. Well, let me say this. I want to thank Kim Kardashian for reminding us that she has nothing more to offer this world other than her looks. Nothing more. There was no purpose for her to post up that picture. There was no reason for her to post that picture. And then she released it out. And all these celebrities, I'm so glad that they hopped on top of her. And then only way that she could retort back from the criticism she was getting is to say, okay, well, I'm going to go put my $57 million check in the bank. Let me say this. I'm not putting all this blame on Kim Kardashian. I'm putting all this blame on you dumb sons of bitches that keep supporting this bitch. She has a coochie of poison. Ask Chris Humphreys. Ask Ray J.
Reggie Bush.
Her twat is poisoned. And you vapid sons of bitches keep supporting and keep following and keep liking her. If you keep giving her attention, she will never go away.
No.
And she needs to go away. She offers, she can't sing. Bitch can't dance.
No.
Bitch can't probably even fold an envelope properly.
No.
So all she can do is throw out sexy pics so that people like me that have internet radio shows can talk about her.
Yes.
Bitch ain't got a thing to offer this world.
No.
And we fawn over her every time she does something.
Yes.
We are stupid. Same reason why you guys are going to get you're going to get some messed up president here at the end of this year.
Yes.
Because we don't pay attention to what does she do?
Nothing.
What?
A great TV show.
It's a great TV show?
I'm just kidding.
The back of my TV is more entertaining than the Kardashians. When I see the Kardashians TV show appear on my TV programming list, I want to throw my remote at my television.
Is that why you had to buy a new TV?
That's why there's a hole in so many TVs.
Jeez. I thought you were too fat and kept knocking them over.
She tweets out a picture of her naked for what? She is Kim. Kanye has rolled that hard and threw that and put it away wet. She offers nothing. Nothing.
Nope.
There's nothing but scandal and drama that comes out of the Kardashian. I am so sick of people just flipping out when something happens from this family. They offer nothing.
Nope.
Even Caitlyn or Bruce or whoever the hell it is.
The thing over there.
Has something to offer. He was an Olympian. He brought something great to this country. Some gold medals. And he was on the cover of some cereal.
Motivational speaker now.
Motivational speaker now. I don't know. Because when I see him speaking, I see this beautiful woman on stage, but then yet I hear this man's voice. I don't get that. Change the voice too.
But you'd be excited when she lifts her dress.
No, I wouldn't. You know what? And another thing while we're on the vein of these dumb celebrities.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian has made a fortune selling her ass. She is a celebrity whore. That's exactly what she is. I said it. She's a whore because everything she does for money, and it always includes her body.
Yes.
Aaron Andrews.
Wish I could do it.
The ESPN. You keep running and doing all the other stuff, or you'll be down there. You walked in there today, I almost wanted to touch you until I saw your wedding ring. What? That's an appropriate lip. Aaron Andrews. Let me tell you this before we go to break. Aaron Andrews, the ESPN lady, that the rear dude held up is what I'm only going to imagine was a flip phone because the video was not very clear. Held his flip phone up to the hole in thing. She went. She sued. She got $57 million. Let me tell you this, folks. Yeah, it's sad that she was caught naked. I understand how bad that is. But let me tell you what people aren't telling you. This is going to make her an enormous star. It's the Kardashian effect. You flash your ass across the internet. Instant celebrity. Aaron Andrews can sit up there in that court and cry all she wants, but the woman knows at the end of the day, more people are going to be watching Dancing with the Stars. More guys are going to be going to ESPN. And I just love how they just dumbed her down, pulled her hair back, very little makeup. But yet when you see her in her photo shoots and everything else, she looks like a model. Erin Andrews ain't suffering as bad as she planned it up here, folks. She is going to be a bigger star than she ever was before.
And why is she upset? I mean, it's not like she's like embarrassed of her body or something.
Well, I would be because it ain't all that.
I mean, but
I said it. It ain't lip.
I ain't seen it.
I'm surprised. It ain't all that.
People are gonna start to think weird about you because you're complaining about two naked women.
Yeah, I'm complaining about two naked women. It should be naked men. What? All right, we get back. We got a new trailer talk because Orly picked the world's longest trailer for us to review this week. And then also we
might as well go see it in the theater.
We got Negro emojis and we run
again. Oh, man.
I made Orly laugh and I made myself laugh. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of
this.
Corey
made me laugh.
I don't know who you are. I do know what you want. If you're looking for e-cigs, I can tell you about Halo Cigs. Cigs for everyone. Cigs with all flavors. E-cigs that make dreams come true for people like you. But when you buy from Halo through the link on our page in the month of March, Corey will call you and he will thank you. But if you don't, he will look for you, he will find you, and he will remind you.
For the month of March, send proof of purchase for your Halo 6 order through fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6 and receive a personal thank you call from me, Corey Blaze, my way of thanking you for supporting our fine sponsor, Halo 6. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on fatguyradioshow.com.
Whoa. Is that a pause of the music? Oh. Drama! Yeah! Coming at you live from FatGuyRadioShow.com Studio. Gee, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the Kardashians and Erin Andrews shaking her ass. Right here, we're going to be giving a car away at the top of the hour to caller number 10. Dial now at 866-364-SHAKE-YOUR-ASS.
That's my phone number.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Oh, man.
Good job.
I'm feeling a little... I did a little music radio intro there. And I'm saying. By the way, also, if you have any Erin Andrews videos, feel free to send those right through to Philippius. And I'm kidding.
Yeah, Philippius at fact.
Philippius has the internet on his phone again, so he's probably going to...
Yeah, he does. Those up. Lip upgraded his phone.
Yes, I did.
Jerk store. All right, folks, welcome back to the show.
I just had to be on your level, that's all.
That's true. You're trying to become me. All you got to do now is get a really big tan by staying here for spring break in Arizona.
And gaining like 500 pounds.
And gaining 500
pounds.
So Lip
will now be tweeting and posting selfies and
butt pictures. You got to go take a picture in the bathroom where you're shirtless, but then the mirror behind you shows your ass. Take that picture. Just go ahead and text that right over to your boy. What? Is that inappropriate?
Right. I'll make sure.
Corey wants no naked women. No more naked women on the internet. You know, I heard somebody say one time, if they took all the porn off the internet, there would be one website left, and it would be titled www.bringthepornback.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here all week.
And fatguyradioshow.com.
And after the
I have a naked picture on there. I forgot.
You do?
BDB Radio Network.
Yeah, I know. It's on the ceiling.
The stony website.
When you were really, really, really thin. I'm going to need you to stop talking about how much you're running. Okay?
Love running.
Nobody cares.
I ran here today.
You know, fat people don't run unless it's an ice cream truck. That's it.
What? Yeah. Are there lattes or...
Yeah, I heard about that. All right, folks, it is the segment that is sweeping the nation. It's time for Fat Guy Radio Show Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, folks, we looked at the trailer for Well, Orly threw
us. Sure, it was a trailer?
It was almost half the movie.
Oh, okay.
It was almost half the movie.
I guess there was two trailers. I only watched the first one. You guys watched both?
Sorry, yeah.
I should have put that in the.
Man up, PJ. I'm not scaring you. just, Corey is scaring me. No, Lady K. I'm not going to read that on the air. Orly picks the trailers, the trailers that we review.
Yes.
And he threw me a curveball with this one.
Yeah.
Because this is a Marvel Comics trailer.
Marvel DC
trailer, Suicide Squad.
And as soon as I watch them, I pick them. I don't ever go like, that was kind of boring.
Yeah.
I always just roll with it.
I enjoyed it, but I don't know a lot about comic book movies. And the one thing I hear about comic book movies is the fact that you have to know, like, all of the backstory to some of the comics to get it. And I don't normally do that, so I kind of shy away from going and seeing the movies. But we watch this trailer because the movies are too expensive, so we watch the trailers because they're free.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know much about. I've never watched Hulk, Iron Man. I've watched none of those either.
Me neither.
But this one, I'm pumped.
All right, what's your take on it? Suicide Squad is the trailer that we saw, and there were a couple of stars that I saw that immediately jumped out. Viola Davis and Will Smith is in this movie, and then what's that other guy?
Jared Leto.
So what's your take on it, Orly?
Well, like I said, first off, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this, because to be honest, I don't care for Will Smith. I like him in Fresh Prince, but I don't like him in movies. And I don't really watch comic book movies, so I was like, but then once I started watching it, and again, just like last week, the music, I'm figuring it out. They put a good song to get you pumped up about it, because they had Queen playing.
Yes, that's what I noticed, too.
And I was pumped, and I was like.
Was it Queen? I thought it was Rhapsody or whatever that.
I don't know.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
By Queen.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah. I got the name right. I just didn't know the group.
So it gets you. It got me all pumped up. So anyways, definitely Will Smith. So basically, it's a bunch of psychopaths that are, I think, in prison or something.
Yeah.
And they're going to get them all out to basically form a squad.
You
to
do
go
realize
fight crime.
That everyone that knows comic books right now is probably banging their head in their cars or ripping their earbuds out of their ears, because we sound like total rubes. Right now,
we do.
But anyways, it looks badass. I'm going to say that. And
all right.
No, just everything. And then I was playing it on my headphones with my iPad, and it's like.
Yeah, the sound.
Like yeah, dude, it sounds awesome. Like the shooting and and the girl. I got to say that girl.
The crazy chick.
She is crazy. Yeah.
And of course, we'll have this trailer up on Fat Guy Radio Show's Facebook page. Anything else to add before we get flipping?
CGI.
The CGI.
No, I'm just kidding. That's Lip's line. No, awesome though. It looks super cool, and I'm excited. And then I asked Lip, I'm like, when does this even come out? And he's like, August. I'm like, oh damn. The first movie I'm really excited to see, and it's that far
August
away.
August 2016. Yeah, yeah.
We don't even have a date yet. Just August.
It just says August 2016.
That can even get pushed back.
But I'm gonna give it a two black socks up.
Two black socks from Orly. All right, Lip, what's your take on it? Suicide Squad trailer.
Well, I'm a very action guy. Like, I like action movies. And
action.
That movie has quite a bit.
I crave action.
Action. And some of those characters, I don't even know who they are. But they look pretty creepy, some of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, was it the Joker?
Yeah, they all kind of, just to throw it in, they all kind of have like a something special about them. Like, one guy had fire.
Yeah.
One guy.
I don't know
like,
who that was.
Yeah, I don't know their names.
The comic book nerds are going to kill us.
It's all right. They won't even find us.
They will.
You know why? Because we're all on Apple. They won't find us.
They're all looking at Aaron Andrews' videos right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're trying
or
to
Kim
say,
Kardashian.
What is Corey talking about?
Yeah.
You like the action. There was action in the trailer.
Yeah, I have a hard time following the storyline. Was there even a storyline in that movie?
Yeah, they're going to get together all these psychos to save the world.
Oh, okay.
To fight crime or something, or fight, I don't know.
Storyline sounds really familiar for some reason.
Like all the other movies?
All the other comic
I'm trying
movies.
To think of what the other movie was, but there was another movie that was the exact same way.
Where they get like a bunch of bad people together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the toughest of all.
Where it happens.
Like the Avengers?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. See?
I watched it, and...
Did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't fall asleep. Oh, okay. It was a long one. It was 5 minutes, but I liked the double trailer.
No, good.
Well, Viola Davis is a great actress.
I think she's
the black chick that came up with the idea. We're going to release these out, and we have a way out if they screw it up. We'll just blame it on the bad people. Viola Davis and then Will Smith. I'm not a big Will Smith fan, and his the latest movies that he's done, he has not put out a great movie in a while. As far as like the action, yeah, Lip, there was plenty of action in this trailer. And any of these comic book movies that have come out, the ones that I have seen, have great action. And the Wolverine had some really cool action scenes in it. When the crazy chick, the hot chick, when she was in that cage hanging upside down.
That was the second one.
All I could think about was the chandelier music video.
I was trying to think of something like, this looks familiar.
I was waiting for Shia LaBeouf to walk in and be in his drawers, and some little, and she just popped down and started dancing all over and beating him up. That's all I could think about was immediately was the chandelier video. But I like the song, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody. But then I also think that not knowing the plot or not knowing the plot and not knowing all the characters, they gave us a lot in that trailer. Yeah. They gave us a lot. And it may be because it was the extended trailer, but even the first one that was a minute and a half still gave you a lot of the movie, which is kind of like my bias.
Hopefully it wasn't all the best parts.
Hopefully. That's the only thing you can hope when you watch these trailers is that it's not everything that's in the movie. But I thought it was a good pick. I thought it was a really good pick. And I would probably go see that just for Viola Davis's part because I think she's a dynamic actress.
I wonder if she has a big part or she's just in that little.
Well, she's got what clearly the trailer showed us, which is the plot twist.
She's in charge.
She's the plotter.
Yeah.
She is the plotter. All right, folks. And that is your trailer talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for trailer talk.
That makes you want to do a little.
I know. Well, there's Negro emojis. Yeah. Orly, we're all on iPhones now.
Yeah. We are.
We are all on iPhones. I am so happy I could poo.
I got to ask you a question about the emojis.
Please, Orly, I'll entertain a question.
So,
yes.
Would you be offended if a white friend described you like as an emoji, one of the black emojis? I don't see anything wrong with it.
Would I?
Yeah, that's probably the wrong
Corey
person to
Blaze black. Be offended.
He's not even black.
The guy that has alienated every black listener of this show, all four of them, because black people do not listen to talk radio. We have to be playing some type of boom boom music, or boom, we have to be beating up each other, shooting each other, and drinking 40s.
So you classify yourself as one of them.
I do not.
You said we.
No, I'm talking as a show. The show has to be playing boom, boom music, or the show has to be drinking 40s and having baby mamas and all dramas. The only black person that's on this network is my little brother. And as you can see, he ain't here.
He's been suspended.
So would I be offended by a white friend or a Hispanic friend or someone that's not black sending me a black emoji? No, it's a freaking picture. It's not even a picture. No.
I had a friend ask me, she's like, I have a black friend and I wanted to send an emoji to him, but because it looks just like him, like with the blonde hair and everything.
Now that may be a little offensive.
Well, said the blonde hair and everything. But she's like, do you think, is that offensive? And I'm like, no, I mean, you're describing him, and if it actually does look like him, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
If you send somebody one of these Negro emojis and they get offended, unfriend them, block them on your phone, eliminate them from your life, because they're probably the same person that retweeted the Kim Kardashian picture.
Yeah.
I could care less about
it. I actually use all the black emojis now. Like a thumbs up, I use the black thumb.
Yeah. And I hate the thumbs up, even though I send it to you all the time. I'm black a hypocrite. You know what?
Hypocrite.
When Apple came out with these, and then I guess now is the Negro emojis available on Facebook now too? Because you could do thumbs up and all those emojis on Facebook now. So if Facebook doesn't have the Negro emojis on there, then I'm a little upset about that.
Yeah, because all emojis matter.
It doesn't. I think Roy just took the show title again. All emojis matter.
Now there's all kinds of different shades now. It goes from like gold to black.
Is there a Mexican emoji?
Well, there's a dark between the super dark and between the super light. So I guess that would be the Mexican.
Are you sure this is the Mexican emoji or is that the Chinese emoji?
Oh, true.
Or is
there's a yellow one.
The Simpsons?
The Simpsons emoji. You know what? Who cares? And anybody that bitches over this, just stop sharing my oxygen. It's the who cares? It's a freaking pitcher. Yeah, swallow a bullet or headbutt a knife. Is that that's one of DT's saying headbutt a knife.
I do like it though. You could change almost everything to.
I think
like
it's. The babies, I think it's funny.
Black baby, little.
Yeah,
old you can black put, people.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You can. But one thing that I did notice is that they don't have a. They have a credit card emoji, but they don't have a black credit card emoji. Because I don't remember too many Negroes having credit cards with their name on it.
No.
No. I'm sorry. I don't really have an opinion of it. I think it's hilarious that they did it because an emoji is an emoji. An emoji is basically an excuse for you not having a conversation and using inflection and your voice to express your emotion.
Yes.
Yeah. When you send like, let's say somebody made you happy and you send like, or they made you laugh and you send the little clapping hands. Do you send the white ones to describe you?
I send whichever one is right there in front of me. Right. I ain't got time. I ain't got time to be changing that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I ain't got time to be changing the race of my emoji.
Your phone should know you already. Yeah. All these phones know what you're about.
And all my emojis are white.
Yes.
I feel that different meanings. Like a white clap and a black clap. And like, I'd much rather have a black clap.
Okay, so what? Is the white clap offbeat and the black clap has rhythm? What does it mean?
Yeah, a black clap's kind of like a beatbox.
Yeah. Here's your black clap emoji. Here's your white clap emoji. That was really bad lip. Yeah. I can't believe you allowed that to happen on this show. Please send all your complaints to Orly.
And use black emojis.
Use black emojis. All right, PJ, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you. Stop being scared. He hasn't tweeted since I told him to calm down.
Do you need a tissue?
Yeah,
maybe he's writing some listener mail.
Oh, yes. Very good, Orly. He's getting it, Lip. Next week, listener mail. We're opening up our sacks. Our listener mail sack. We didn't get to the Bitch of the Year nominee. It can wait for next week. But we're opening up our listener mail sack, folks. And this is the part of the show where we want to hear from you. Twitter only gives you 160 characters. So if you got more to say, fatguyradioshow@gmail.com is where you can send us a full email. Ask us our questions. Give us your opinions. You don't have to kiss my butt. You can just say whatever it is. PJ just sent out a whole lot of emojis. Hey, your poop was a Negro emoji. I'm offended by that.
I say we answer some of the questions on a video, too, maybe Facebook.
That's a great idea. So if you send us a question, you want to like us on Facebook because we might send you a video reply from our bathrooms. I'll do it from my bathroom right on the crap.
Well, I'm not going to record it then.
No?
No.
Hello, this is
I don't want to see your little black emoji.
It's sad. So next week is listener mail sack, folks. Email us your comments, questions, or gripes or grievances, or if you want to send us a little gift or something like that. Philippius' birthday is coming up. I don't remember when, but my birthday is April 16th.
Yeah, mine's is March 31st.
Lip's birthday is at the end of the month. We'll talk about that next week, about what we want to do for our birthdays and how much money we're going to make Orly spend on us. So listener mail, send it to us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Or if you prefer to send us a snail mail and get into the listener mail sack for April, you can mail it to BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. All right, we got to get the hell out of here. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Thank you to Halo 6 for being the power behind today's show. Remember, if you make the switch or purchase any Halo 6 products through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6, send us proof and I will personally call you to thank you. Get started at FatGuyRadioshow.com/Halo 6. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management for corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show. As mentioned, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Philippius, yep. And orally. I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us and tell everyone you know about the show, even up in Parker, Arizona. When they ask you what's it all about, simply reply as you put your grilled hot dog down. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye, grilled wiener. Before you go, did you know Amazon is the place to go? FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon is the number one way we power this show. So when you want to save some moolah, start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, the world's leading online retailer. Now, the show is over, unfortunately.